I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Here was Jim Trotter with Rich Eisen before the sexual allegations against Deshaun Watson were brought to the forefront.
Once this thing is all done, you will hear from Deshaun Watson throughout this entire process. Let's just say it's being chronicled, okay? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's a little bit cryptic. I mean, like, there's a crew that's shooting this right now? Is that what you're saying behind the scenes? It's being chronicled?
You will hear from Deshaun Watson when this is all over. He has spoken to David Culley. I better not go there. Let's just say he has spoken to David Culley, and I think we all know what his position is. Or Rich.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me stop there. Yes, you are right. You are right.
All right. That's Jim Trotter dropping that, and that was in early March. So during this standoff between Deshaun Watson and the Texans, his camp has been working on some sort of a documentary, or they have it all laid out, and you will hear from Deshaun Watson. You're going to see behind the scenes. It's been chronicled. There you go. The whole camp has got this on lock. It's going to be great. Deshaun Watson's going to get traded. It's going to be revolutionary. David Mulligetta is going to be the next Rich Paul or Jay-Z, and it's just going to be magical, legendary. That's cool. That's cool. But why is it that in February, when you were contacted by the Tony Busby law firm, for the second time, by the way, according to the Athletes First agency that works with Deshaun Watson, Brian Burney heard from the accuser originally and said $30,000 would have gotten Deshaun Watson out of this situation. And then you had the email from another representative of Athletes First that basically just blew off Tony Busby, and in the email exchange admitted that Deshaun Watson needed to learn some sort of lesson, and they needed to negotiate somewhere. How do you screw that up, but you're running a documentary and getting ready for it to drop once Deshaun Watson gets traded? That is messy management, which is why Justin Fields, who is the quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes last year, expected to be a top 10 pick in this upcoming draft. Justin Fields, who has David Mulligetta as his agent and also has Athletes First in his corner, if I'm giving Justin Fields some advice, in honor of Key and Peele's horror movie, all I got to say to Justin Fields is, get out. Get out. These guys are front runners. They don't know what they're doing. They are enablers. They will damage you like they did Deshaun Watson. You will go from giving your check to cafeteria workers during Hurricane Harvey to talking about eliminating 9-to-5ers in your inner circle. You will have a camp of guys around you that are going to go on Twitter and be reckless with the likes of Drew Brees, Dabo Sweeney, among others. Get out, Justin Fields. And the reason I'm even bringing this up is because this was brought to my attention yesterday. You would think, especially if you're Brian Burney and you're Athletes First, with how stupid you guys have looked in this whole Deshaun Watson situation, that maybe you would shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm. A little contrition.
And quit talking some trash
on
the internet. But Brian Burney of Athletes First, one of the biggest bozos of 2021, yesterday on Twitter, responds to a Justin Fields tweet about Justin Fields being the number four quarterback in the class and says, and as I scroll through this guy's Twitter feed, he comes across as a troll that you mute and don't even want to hear from. Not a guy who should be representing professional athletes, which, by the way, if you look at how his name's been in the news since this whole thing, it's very obvious that he shouldn't. Here's what he says. This guy's sitting here still running his mouth. What happened? People looking for clicks and the next hot take to happen? If I were Brian Burney at this point, with Deshaun Watson going through what he's going through, with Deshaun Watson basically fighting for his life, fighting for his brand, fighting for his career, stay off Twitter and don't worry about calling people out on hot takes and clicks to happen, and just shut up on Twitter for a little bit. Like, try to do that for 1 minute. Try to act like a little bit of a professional, because you've already put Deshaun Watson in a bad situation. What are you doing going on Twitter? There's other stuff from Brian Burney. The Kevin Durant stuff with Michael Rapaport.
Right.
Kevin Durant was fined by the NBA $50,000 for, quote, homophobic slurs at Michael Rapaport. Look, I don't like pasting DMs and guys getting fined. It is what it is. But even I kind of, like, you kind of stay away from that.
Right.
Brian Burney replied to Kevin Durant being fined by the NBA. Lame.
That's it.
Making it very clear. Lame. This is a guy who is... Who is brought to the forefront with the Deshaun Watson situation, and he's weighing in on homophobic slurs and stuff and saying lame.
I mean, he's taking a side.
He's also replying to Pat McAfee when talking about Justin Fields. Man, you get an F for creativity. Calling out Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for a loophole.
Power.
Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. It's one thing for you to do that. But when you've made such a fool of yourself, like Brian Burney, Athletes First, Mulligetta, the whole Deshaun Watson camp has during this whole thing, just sit on the sidelines and don't say anything, my man. You're working with million-dollar athletes. Right now, the most powerful athlete in your camp right now, Deshaun Watson, is fighting a battle, and you're sitting there calling out Pat McAfee. You're co-signing for Kevin Durant when it comes to something that is something that a lot of people steer clear from, and you're sitting there talking about clickbait for another quarterback. Just sit this one out, buddy.
I agree. I think there's another point to be made, though. David Mulligetta is going to get out of this just fine. He's
a great agent.
He's a great agent. He's charismatic. I don't think it's really even his fault. I think he's trying to put out fires. He's trying to keep the best football interests of Deshaun Watson in mind. It's the people who are kind of add-ons to the team.
Yeah,
you know.
Let me just be honest.
Go ahead.
Quincy Avery connected with Deshaun Watson when he was 16. He committed to Clemson when he was 14.
Right.
Okay. So you basically got a guy who committed to Clemson, and 2 years after he was already like one of the top quarterbacks in the nation, you basically gave him free drills.
Right.
Like,
right.
Let's not act like you invented football and you're like some sort of like Bill Walsh or something like that. Like, it's cool, and I'm sure that they've been through a lot and all that. But I mean, that doesn't mean you need to go be calling out Drew Brees, because you know what's going to happen with Quincy Avery now. Drew Brees made a mistake. He said something he shouldn't have said.
Right.
But you know what? Drew Brees has done a lot of good in the community. Drew Brees has donated more money to his community and done more for kids and done more for the city of New Orleans and less fortunate people than many athletes will in their entire life. Most athletes will not be a pimple on the ass of the work that Drew Brees has done in the community. But Quincy Avery just keeps going at Drew Brees. And despite all that, because he had a slip up in an interview, Quincy Avery, who, by the way, has been mentioned three times now by Tony Busby, wants to sit there and drag Drew Brees through the mud. Even when he retires, I haven't forgotten what you said. All right, Quincy, that's cool. But let me ask you this. Are you going to hang your hat on the good stuff Deshaun Watson did before this situation, when at the very least, according to his own management team, the team that you pile on with and call out everyone on the internet, are you going to sit there and are you going to mention all the good stuff Deshaun Watson has done and maybe the mistake, no matter how significant it was, that he made, and try to hang your hat on that? Are you going to treat him the same way you did Drew Brees? This camp sucks.
Are you going to not forget?
This camp is embarrassing. And look, they're not a finished product. They're new to the game. Deshaun Watson's 25. David Mulugeta, despite being one of the most successful agents in the industry, and I'm not really even much talking about Mulugeta, but they're young to the game. Mm-hmm. But if they're not learning a lesson from this with the way they conducted themselves, the way they handled everything, then I don't think they ever will. And I think Deshaun Watson needs to separate himself from them. And I think Justin Fields, like the Key and Peele movie, needs to get the F out.
Well, here, and I just said it. It's the guys. I think Mulugeta is going to be fine too, and I think he's a real charismatic, good guy, good at his job. I'm talking about the Brian Burneys, who I call them add-ons to the team. So you have to justify your worth, and then you become a little self-important. Hey, I'm the so-and-so for Deshaun Watson. All of a sudden, my words matter a lot more, and you want to listen to me. Not necessarily. Not when you're doing things like this. So you have to kind of be humbled more than anything when you're one of the teams and just do your job.
Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. 2072 on the text line. Deshaun put himself in a bad situation. He did. But it's the job of your camp not to make it worse. It's the job of your camp that
to help it
is supposed to work for the client, to not make it worse. So, yeah, you're right, 2072. You're absolutely right, 100%. But that's what a camp is supposed to do. Here's Tony Busby talking about the Deshaun Watson camp. Here's the Tony Busby mentioning the Deshaun Watson camp by name during one of his press conferences.
Where one of the massage therapists reports to her boss or coworker her interaction with Deshaun Watson and her shock and dismay and frustration and bewilderment and humiliation about his conduct. This woman direct messages another woman who had set up the massage, and she says, I quote, "I normally am the one who coordinates his therapist when I can make it, so I'm very close to the team," she says. She says, now remember, at this point, the individual had not been identified. They just said, "I had a very bad experience in my last massage." And since she had made the referral, the woman says, "You don't have to tell me, but out of curiosity, was it Deshaun Watson?" She guesses who it was without being told. And here's what she says. And if you wonder why some of these victims did not come forward immediately, if you wonder why some of these victims are reluctant or wary, listen to the words that she puts in a direct message. So she can report to police, but from what I understand, they won't do much. So she's discouraging her to report it to the police. She goes on to say, "It sucks, but it's just like a regular client. In my experience, they usually try the first time, then stop. If it's Deshaun, I'll call his manager or agent on behalf of her if she'd like. These guys are used to never being told no, and women throw themselves at them daily. It's easier said than done, but shake it off. There's nothing she could have done or can do."
Oh, so I call his manager or his agent and they shake it off. That is Tony Busby saying that. I call his manager or his agent and they shake it off. Here's another Tony Busby quote on the Deshaun Watson camp. That right there is Tony Busby saying, courtesy of one of his clients or his representatives, and this is actual messages, that I call his agent, I call his manager, and they shake it off. But don't worry, they got the documentary on lock. Don't worry, it's going to be revolutionary. We'll see what happens. Here's more from Tony Busby on the Watson camp.
We actually had contact with Deshaun Watson's agent / lawyer from Los Angeles, who minimized these allegations, who did not take them seriously. We wanted to resolve this matter without a lawsuit, without any publicity. We knew that once we filed a lawsuit, Texas, of course, has an open courts provision in the Constitution, so all lawsuits are public, and we wanted to avoid that. What we received instead
of cooperation with Mr. Watson's agent was dismissive behavior and, frankly, incredible arrogance. Even after we had discussions with Mr. Watson's lawyer at the time, before he hired Rusty Harden, one of the clients that we represent, even after we had had correspondence and after we had talked to Mr. Watson's lawyer, he did it again.
Justin Fields, get out. Get out, man. Like, for real, get out. Here's more. Quarterback coach Quincy Avery.
Also, part of package four is a direct message, iMessage, that makes clear that Quincy Avery, quarterback coach for Deshaun Watson and many other quarterbacks, made at least one referral of a massage therapist to one of the victims.
Get out! Telling you, get out! That's like eight times that the camp has been mentioned. Like, this isn't just a lawsuit thing. Like, this is eight times that the camp has been mentioned, and Rusty Harden keeps having to put out all this stuff. It's like Rusty Harden's not only going against Tony Busby and the legal process and all that, it's like he's going against his own team.
Well, remember, you know, when Deshaun Watson made that initial tweet, and we're like, oh, that was a big mistake. And then clearly Rusty Harden, you know, got to him and he hadn't done anything. Everything goes through me, right? Everything goes through me, Rusty's telling him. Why is this not the case for guys that are in his team?
It's bad. It's bad. It's very, very bad. It's a bad situation all the way around. But, man, Deshaun, man, this camp, man, they've poisoned him even before this has happened. And this is just, it's just more. It's a lot to take. That's around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Lovie Smith is going to meet with the media types.
Oh, no. Did he or didn't he?
Is John McClain, who has gone now three press conferences in a row without getting the first question, is John McClain going to go 0-4?
Ooh.
I hope not, but I fear the worst. Next.
No idea.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're going to hear from Lovie Smith shortly, defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. John McClain been begging to hear from Lovie Smith. It better be a hell of a question from John McClain, but the question now is he going to get the first question? Because he's 0-3 right now. You talk about the Rockets having a crappy season, being the second worst team in the NBA, and the Texans, what we think they're going to be. John McClain is really the worst team in town right now when it comes to what – the expectations have been, because the expectations for four decades have been John McClain gets first question. He's 0-3.
Let's be honest. It's insulting. And it's got to be, I mean, because he's a legend. Been covering this team since this 1978, I believe, 79. Covering Houston pro football. Lovie Smith is there today because of John McClain pestering them to get access to Lovie Smith. I think just, you know, new defensive coordinator, all that stuff. Just wanted to hear from him. Different from Rack. How's it gonna go? Et cetera, et cetera. Lovie Smith is there because of John McClain. John McClain is a legend. He's 0 for his last three since free agency. He's got to ask the first question.
I mean, this is really, you want to talk about stuff coming full circle. I mean, there's been a lot that's gone on around here when it comes to the last time the Astros had fans in the stands. I mean, we've had DeAndre Hopkins gone.
Yeah.
We've had J.J. Watt gone. We got Will Fuller gone. Deshaun Watson looks like he's gone. George Springer's gone. Garrett Cole's gone. Justin Verlander's arm fell off. A.J. Hinch is gone. Jeff Luno's gone. Will Fuller's gone. If I already mentioned that, James Harden's gone. Daryl Morey's gone. Chris Paul's gone. Mike D'Antoni's gone. Shout out to P.J. Tucker. He's gone. All these guys are gone.
Mm-hmm.
All of them
mm-hmm.
are gone. But John McClain was still getting that first question through it all.
You're dang right he was.
In the last 2 months, John McClain has lost out on that privilege. Now, is it a coincidence or is there something behind this? And is he going to get the first question with Lovie Smith? We're going to hear it in just a sec. I'm worried about the streak.
Well, I am too. I mean, whoever made this decision, I think it was Jack Easterby, flat out.
You do?
I'll just say it. Yeah, I'll just say it. I think Easterby doesn't like the way that the general has been writing about his squad and says, you know, I'll show him. I'll make him no longer have the first question of all these press conferences for the first time in 35, 40 years.
Well, I'm a little concerned about it, to say the very least. What do you think Lovie Smith's going to give us, very much?
I'm actually, look, we've been talking, kind of kidding around how, you know, McLean was so adamant about getting Lovie Smith. I don't know if I'd have been that adamant, but I am eager to hear from him.
I want to hear what question he asks. All new defense.
Got J.J. Watt questions. How are you going to replace that? You can't. What are you going to do? You got running his new defense. You got all new personnel. You got Zach Cunningham. You got Whitney Merciless. What are you going to do? No, I want to hear from Lovie Smith, but I don't know if I'd have been banging on the table like John McLean was.
Man, there's a lot of mean loopholes on the text line. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
I think they're just misunderstood.
I mean, do y'all light the fireplace on Christmas Eve when Santa Claus is about to come down too? Like, just people not wanting John McLean to have the first question. I think that's pretty hurtful.
It is hurtful.
It is pretty hurtful. And I don't know. I got accused the other day of me instigating this situation. I'm legitimately concerned about McLean not getting the first question. This is 100% reality.
Sure.
Lovie Smith, ready? He's about to go up there?
He good.
All right, let's go. Let's see if John McLean, let's see if the streak will finally end and John McLean will finally get that first question.
Hey, everyone. We have Coach Smith on. We can go ahead and get started with Aaron Wilson.
Hey, Lovie. Welcome to Houston. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Great. Thank you. How would you describe your defensive philosophy, and how do you feel like the conversion is going with the personnel from the 3-4 to the shift to the 4-3? And just kind of what do you think of how that's gone?
Aaron, explaining, defining our defensive philosophy, we just want – there's some things we want to get accomplished, you know, defensively. It all kind of starts with how you win football games, scoring points. So, well, I like for us to have a defense that realizes that number one goal is to score. The second goal we have would be to take the ball away. We need to be good on third downs. In order to accomplish that, though, we want a smart defense that's fundamentally sound, that plays hard each down. Hey, I'm a product of Texas high school football and proud of it. Some of the same fundamentals that Coach Glenn Arnold, who coaches high school basketball here for 50 years in the Houston area, taught. We're teaching the same thing still to this day. So excited about a new group coming in and everybody starting from scratch and showing us exactly who they are, plus to put the best 11 guys on the football field to help us win games.
A lot of that has to do with personnel, of course, and just want to get your thoughts on what Nick has been doing to, because he's had a lot of new defensive players, including Jordan Jenkins, who we'll talk with today, and just kind of getting some linebackers that maybe fit what you're trying to do.
Well, Nick has done an excellent job. As you know, we were based out of a 3-4 front for quite a few years here. So there is a transition. And the first thing, Coach Cully, of course, Nick, and what we all got together to do is to start overhauling the roster to get our personnel to fit it. I feel like we're close to that right now. I love all of the free agency moves that we've made because some of the positions we're going to play with a little bit different guy. You mentioned linebacker. We play with a little bit different linebacker. Our linebackers are more space guys, run speed as a premium with it. Having a four-man front now, we have to kind of adjust that a little bit. But I feel like we've done that. We like our roster that we have right now before we add some more players in the draft. And Aaron, roster-wise, it's constant throughout. And so we'll always have that going, but we're making progress.
John.
Love you. You're taking over defense.
Nice of you to show up.
Worst in NFL history at forcing turnovers. One of your hallmarks has been forcing turnovers, no matter where you've been. What can you do, even though you got a lot of new players and a lot of them are gone, what is the key to forcing turnovers that you think you're going to be able to do here?
First off, John, it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
And, well, John, we have to do that. And I know people say, turnovers just come. I don't believe that. I think when you come and watch us practice, you're going to see an emphasis being placed on that daily. It starts talking about it first, of things that you have to get done. As you talk about a good, John, a good defense, if you're not taking the ball away, if you're not good on third downs, if you're not scoring, you're not a good defense. It's just not about total yards. So that's, for some reason, we've been able to get that accomplished just about everywhere we've been. And it's going to start with a basic philosophy to the players, and they're going to buy into it, and we're going to be teaching it every day, just like we're going to be teaching tackling.
Aaron Reese.
All right, that's Lovie Smith live at NRG Sports Radio 6. Apparently Jordan Jenkins has a press conference too.
Well, look, I mean, look, this is not a coincidence.
McLean's 0-4 now.
0-4. And Lovie Smith was like, hey, John McLean's here. Almost like, hey, how come he didn't get the first question? Who's this Aaron Wilson character?
He's got to get the first one for Jenkins. We're talking 0-4
for John
McLean.
No, I can't say that anymore. I thought this was going to be the one.
0-4 post-free agency, John McLean. Will the streak continue?
Someone in that building is sending a message. You either get with me or you get out. Wonder who that might be.
Coming up, will the streak continue? And more from Lovie Smith, as well as looking ahead to the return of the Whoobie and the fans downtown next.
That's how the snake charmer Jockey Jack works.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It's a little bit from Lovie Smith, defensive coordinator of the Texans. Streak set 4 now for John McLean. Poor guy. 4 straight times without getting that first question. Will it be 5? Jordan Jenkins about to have a press conference live out there at NRG. Who is that, you're asking? Many people are. He is a linebacker the Texans signed, outside linebacker, 2-year, $6 million deal with the squad, formerly of the New York Jets. Deshaun Watson's legal team has released a statement, Rusty Harden, basically saying that he is requesting, and he's filing a motion with the court for anonymity of clients and for Tony Busby to basically quit the public charades and shenanigans, as he calls it. He wants to, if you're going to protect the women, that's fine, but don't then come out tarnishing the name of Deshaun Watson. That's how Rusty Harden put it.
And I think this is really, we have so many lawyers that are our friends and listeners. I think this is really just the next step, logical step. Filing, by the way, the update is 11 a.m. tomorrow, presumably because he's filed for an emergency hearing on these on this filing Rusty has. So during our show tomorrow, maybe we'll find out some more information. I don't think it'll be earth-shattering, as most of these things are earth-shattering in this, or at least jaw-dropping in this case. I think it's just going to be a judge saying yes or no. Give him the names.
Yeah, and it could be the start to a settlement. Who knows? Okay, Jordan Jenkins is going to the podium out there at NRG. John McLean right now, 0-4 post-free agency.
Come on, John. Fingers crossed.
Will John McLean finally, good God, things need to get back to normal around here, finally get back control of the first question at press conferences?
We'll go ahead and get started. Aaron Wilson?
Jordan, how are you?
All right. Good.
There we go. 0-5. There it is.
That's Jordan, all I needed to
hear. I remember
hear.
Meeting you at the Senior Bowl along with your parents, and
there it is.
Wait, what?
That's it.
Wait, what?
That's all we got.
What was the first question?
Y'all
want
to listen to the rest of it?
What was the first question?
I'm good. All right, go
about
ahead.
About the Senior Bowl?
All right, here's the first.
Six
go
years
ahead.
Ago?
Go ahead with the first question. Give it to me.
We'll go ahead and get started. Aaron Wilson?
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing good. Good.
Good. Jordan, I remember meeting you at the Senior Bowl along with your parents, and ironically, now you're a Texan. I remember at the time you saying, hey, you know, it would work out well because you have a lot of family here. And now your parents live here in
that
the suburbs of Houston. What's it like for you to play for the Texans after playing for the Jets and have what looks like will be a large cheering section for you here?
Oh, I mean, that's it right there. You hit the nail on the head there. I'm a big family man.
Did you say that bleep right there?
With all my family
all right,
being down.
Drop him. All right, drop him. You just cuss right there. Right off the top,
man. Jordan Jenkins, everyone.
Might have a new favorite player, honestly. We've been asking what jersey we're going to get.
I'll tell you what, he wouldn't have cussed with John McClain.
He said his move.
Man.
He wouldn't have cussed with John McClain.
Dude's got some swag.
Would have shown him some respect. Dang right he would have.
John McClain, 0-5 now.
It's over.
The first question's done.
It's over.
He's no longer the first question.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe I'm unfair.
He definitely cussed, too. I just listened to it. He cussed.
Did he really?
Yes.
I'm telling you, man.
What is this guy doing?
Who?
Jordan Jenkins.
Who?
What is that?
Who?
What does he think this is?
Coming in like he's Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis curses.
Is that Lawrence Taylor?
We'd air it.
Is Jordan Jenkins Lawrence
Freaking
Taylor?
Ray Lewis. He can say whatever the hell he wants to.
That's the first answer that he gives in the city.
Yeah.
And he's coming in like he's Lawrence Taylor. Is he going to have the big cross earring now?
Pretty weak question, too. Ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce you to Jordan Jenkins. Hey, remember that time I met you at the Senior Bowl?
That was
John
awesome.
McClain wouldn't have asked that.
No, I don't think he would. But John McClain doesn't get the first question anymore. So that's
0-5.
That's just kind of where
until
we
Jack
are.
Easterby's gone, John McClain's, like as they said in Pulp Fiction, L.A. privileges, his first question privileges are gone. He's lost his first question.
This has been privileges. A crazy development.
Then he gets the peace sign from. Jack Easterby with a Band-Aid on the back of his neck.
There's been a lot of stuff going on around here. And the Astros, by the way, there's going to be fans at the Juice Box for the first time since October 30th of 2019 when A.J. Hinch wet the bed in the worst way en route to the Astros losing Game 7 of the World Series. Can barely even get that out because it's that annoying. But this first question development is massive. I don't think it's in. I don't think it's anything to yawn at. I think there's a big meaning to it.
No, there's something behind it. I mean, I'm putting it out there. They may be. I could be dead wrong. I don't think I am. But yeah, they're sending John McClain a message. And you know what? John McClain is not going to fall in line with all the other sheep. You know that say, well, I guess we got to be nice to Jack Easterby and do what he says. Nah, man. John McClain was here long before Jack Easterby was.
All right. Here is. The first answer that this Jordan Jenkins guy gives at his first press conference with the Houston Texans, Jordan Lawrence Taylor Jenkins.
Oh, I mean, that's right there. You hit the nail on the head there. I'm a big family man. With all my family being down in Houston, Louisiana.
Second word out of his mouth.
I'm going to stop it just in case. I don't know if he cussed again, so I'm going to stop it right there.
The second word out of his mouth as a Houston Texan was bleep.
That's right there. You hit the nail on the head.
Hey, you're a Houston Texans now. Hey, you're a Houston Texans now. Talk to us. Tell us what you think.
Oh, I mean, that's right there.
Okay, fourth word. You said I mean.
I'm a big family man.
Big family man. Big family man. That bleep right there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's got my respect.
Bleeping A. You're darn right he does.
I had to use Wikipedia when they said that Jordan Jenkins was speaking at 1:15, but he's got my respect. There it is.
Oh, I mean, that's right there. You hit the nail on the head there.
A lot of people happy. Welcome to Houston. By the way, a lot of people happy on the text line. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Very happy that John McClain doesn't get the first question anymore.
No.
Look.
It's split.
But split?
It's split.
Okay. Somebody said what?
Somebody said John McClain's wife. What do you want for dinner tonight? Aaron Wilson.
Brandon Scott was in the press conference. Brandon, are
B.
we
B. Scott, you're going to be the next John McClain. In about 40 years, 35 years, there's going to be some bozo radio host giving you your props. You're going to have the first question at every press conference.
If I'm lucky.
Brandon Scott, Sports Radio 610 reporter. I need you to help me because I've been known to overreact. That's just kind of in my nature. Just happens sometimes. Am I making too much of this John McClain not getting the first question thing? Because I just really, maybe it's because I'm the podium critic. I'm really just kind of, It doesn't feel right.
I mean, it's a clear observation. Like, it's he's obviously not getting the first question like he used to. And somebody else different is getting it. Now, what does it mean? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Who's behind it?
Oh, I think
is
I
it,
know.
Is it the same person that planted Melissa in the initial David Culley press conference?
I miss Melissa.
Is that all a part of the same pattern to try to get
if you're asking
positive
me,
stories?
If you're asking me, I will tell you yes, it is the same person, and that person is Jack
We Houston. Do know that there is an emphasis over there on positive stories, that is something
Where
that,
does
they,
that, come from,
that they want to take place.
Okay. We on know character that. Stories, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Character story.
And ironic how that's worked out.
On culture.
Stories. Culture.
Stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
No first question for McClain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King is dead.
Hey, but look, I was worried that I sent y'all because I actually took the Jordan Jenkins audio. I thought I did that. I was like, did I just sabotage the show? Did I not listen?
No, that's a help the show. Oh. What am I going to hear from Jordan Jenkins? You think I would be breaking down what Jordan Jenkins said if he didn't cuss?
That's probably that probably was the highlight.
Yeah.
That probably
by the way, if you're doing culture and character stories, the fourth word out of his mouth was the S word.
He might have gotten in trouble.
Hey, this is actually, that's the part that nobody's talking about. This is the culture change
they're going the other way.
We didn't actually really give him enough credit for. It's going to get grimier.
They're gonna become, villains. All of a sudden, like the good wrestlers of WWE that turn coat. You know?
I don't know if the Texans make a good heel though.
Yeah,
I don't feel like they do.
No, they're not heels. They're good guys, baby faces. Yeah. Just putting people over. Here's Jordan Jenkins' first words once again. I'm just really impressed with the guy. Quite honestly, this is the best press conference I've heard this year. Seriously.
Oh, I mean that's right there. You hit the nail on the head there.
Right
I'm a big family.
That's
man.
All I needed. That's it. The end.
Hey, Jordan, you recovered a fumble. What do you think about it?
Best press conference. Huh?
What do you think about that fumble recovery?
Oh, I mean, that's right there. You hit the nail on the head there.
Hey, this is better. This is better than the air guitar.
Yeah.
Like it's better than probably the previous celebrations that y'all are used to.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. I'm very, very
The Rock
good
Boys
it.
Are dead.
Fine with it. Jordan, that's good. Take the smart, tough, dependable, and stick it.
Brendan Scarlett would never.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Thank goodness. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. B. Scott holding it down. Sports Radio 610.com. So here's where we are right now as we sit on Thursday. Friday Junior, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks till the NFL draft. Texans likely not going to be involved. The Astros tonight going to have fans in the stands for the first time since October 30th of 2019. The Deshaun Watson brand continues to crumble. Beats by Dre out because the name of Dr. Dre does not stand for disrespecting women. Nike has suspended their relationship. HEB has released a statement saying they are not going to take part in this whole thing.
I've released a statement.
It's still them. And John Lopez has released a statement because you will no longer hear Deshaun Watson's voice during In the Loop when we get it started.
Look, I shouldn't take all the credit. No, it was a team
you.
Statement.
It was you, but you were representing the team. Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M. Look, this has been a long time coming. It's not because of anything that's happened the last few days, although that didn't help the situation. But the bottom line is, we've anticipated the exit of Deshaun Watson for a long time. And as soon as Nike says we got to hold off and Beats by Dre and the name Dr. Dre that resembles female empowerment says that they don't want anything to do with Deshaun Watson, then that's when you just got to draw the line in the sand.
As a show.
You just have to.
As a show.
But we do have a statement.
This is the official In the Loop statement. I'm sure you can see it somewhere on sports, probably across the banner on sportsradio610.com.
Yeah, we can get an alert up. Breaking news alert up. Yeah,
official In the Loop statement. In light of allegations involving Deshaun Watson, In the Loop no longer will use his voice in our official show intro. The allegations are exactly that. Allegations. But In the Loop chooses to move forward and be, quote, legendary in other ways.
There you go. Close quote. That's when it really comes tumbling down for Deshaun Watson, whose legal team has spoken. Rusty Harden trying to minimize the Tony Busby intensity behind the anonymity, as he put it. So that's where we are.
That's where
another
we are.
Another day in the life of covering Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be in a courtroom tomorrow, apparently.
I just was mentioning that.
Wait, for what?
Give us the detail that's going to be.
That's actually what I was working on right
the filing?
Right before I walked in here. It's going to be on the filing, the what Vanessa Richardson put out there in the 113th district. So I got to go find which one of the many district courts it is.
Just go downtown and ask someone in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's just not what you expect, you know, when you're covering the football team to find yourself in the courtroom. But
yeah.
11, I believe 11, I'll check the filing. I got it up.
Yeah, well, it's an emergency request. They're thinking it's going to be 11 a.m.
Yeah.
In the courtroom. And it's basically going to, look, you got to be there.
Right.
You never know what's going to be said.
Yeah.
But the filing itself is basically, are you going to give us the names or not?
Right. Well, this is our first exposure to the political or to the attorney theater aspect of
Yeah.
Because whether it's Rusty Harden himself or Tony Busby himself or their associates, it'll be either them or their best.
I don't know a lot, B. Scott.
Yeah.
They will both be there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They will both be there.
And they'll talk in the same room. You know, you got to be there. It'll be must see.
We're going to have to talk to B. Scott tomorrow live from the downtown courtroom.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Come on.
We're going to do it. What you doing at the courthouse with B. Scott?
Can you tell people what that is? Some people don't know what you're talking about right now.
Who doesn't know?
So people don't know what you're talking about right now.
Because one of our radio partners shows.
Sarah Pepper.
I think it's on Thursdays, actually. I don't remember. Has a what you doing at the courthouse. It's actually brilliant.
Right.
Just people walking into court. Hey, what you doing at the courthouse?
Hey, look, just turn away from
getting a divorce.
John
all right?
Lopez.
Yeah, turn away from paying the penner gas.
John Lopez listen. Telling you to just go away from paying and penner gas. Go ahead and listen to it. That's a real good teammate there.
Did you?
You go from representing us to telling him to listen to another show.
Or did you not ask me what it was?
Well, you brought it up, so I wanted to like.
And I brought
it
up.
I'm going to have to listen tomorrow now.
This is the serpent that you are, okay? This is the serpent that you are. I brought it up, strategically just said, what you doing at the courthouse? Didn't mention the show.
You want to give Cowboy Dave and Mo and George a plug, too?
I should probably give Jesse a plug.
From the mix?
Yeah.
We might as well just go around the circle. What
What's
about
she
Cindy
doing
Bourbono?
These days?
What about Cindy Bourbono?
Yeah. I strategically said, in passing, what you doing
at
the
doing,
courthouse?
What are we
doing, man? Right? Knowing that I don't want to take any listeners away from Pain and Pendergast.
You just did.
Only when you asked me.
How many people are Googling what
you're
doing
the
at the courthouse now?
Because of you, you serpent. You snake.
Sorry, Darren Revelle. I know everybody enjoys the Darren Revelle segment.
We're going to do a what you're doing at the courthouse tomorrow with B. Scott.
Yeah, we're going to call B. Scott and see what's up. See how he's living.
See, I did it right, and then you made me do it wrong by setting me up.
Come to think of it, we are kind of one with Mix. We do need to be better teammates, start helping each other out a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Who does Sarah Pepper host with?
Jesse, right?
Is that right, Fig?
Yeah.
Jesse has that Hangry podcast, right?
Yep.
Oh,
pretty good.
Way to promote someone else's podcast rather than Bite Me, a Texas saltwater fishing podcast. They're not close to me.
What do you know about Acme Oyster House?
Not much, to be honest.
It's coming to Houston. It's supposed to be a big deal.
I've probably eaten there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know much.
Yeah, it's not like a bougie spot, so I don't know if you'd go there. Like I think the oysters are they're not like $40 for a dozen like you're
right.
used to.
Bad and bougie.
Kind of your thing. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So Figgy called the shot yesterday. HEB is out when it comes to Deshaun Watson, as is In the Loop with the intro. Coming up at 7:10, we're going to have a first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Astros versus the Oakland A's. Oakland A's got their first win yesterday. The Astros have only lost one game. Really, that was just one that kind of got away. They did not, they had no business losing that one. That was Joe Smith's fault.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, I think this is going to be an interesting environment because you've been to playoff games here, been to game sevens, been to division games, all that type of stuff. Like there's been a lot going on. But as far as just a game at the very beginning of a baseball season, a regular season game, outside of, let's say, like Deshaun Watson making his debut or, you know, his first start at NRG, something like that.
Right.
I think this is going to be one of the most anticipated,
absolutely,
loudest regular season games in the history of this town. In the history of this town.
I totally agree.
I'm gonna move aside because I can see all the OG loopholes saying, well, what about Steelers?
Remember Larry Oilers Durker in 1967?
I'm gonna leave the Astrodome to the side. So I won't say history. Non-Astrodome games. This is one of the most anticipated regular season matchups.
It is. I think you're right. I think 21,000 is gonna sound like 50,000 or 60,000. Just because of the pent-up passion that this city's baseball fans, the city's sports fans have had to actually go to an event and scream and eat a hot dog and eat peanuts and all that other good stuff. I think it's going to be must-watch.
Acme Oyster House getting a lot of love on the text line. A lot of love. So
just made somebody's day.
Yeah, coming up.
I know they're good, weekend. But I don't have any personal.
I'm going to get there. It's going to have to be one of those spots because they don't take reservations. It's going to have to be one of those spots where you just go for lunch. And you just show up at 11 a.m. because I got a feeling it's gonna have Houston going nuts. Sure. So I think I'm just gonna show up at 11, give me some lunch, see what's up, give me some seafood. Hell, you know, I'm walking to the juice box. I'm making the 7 mile walk, just because I want to soak in the environment. I am going to soak up every ounce of downtown. I haven't been going downtown as much since the Astros haven't been playing there. I'm gonna walk by the Greyhound station, give some high fives. I'm going to walk by that Jack in the Box where you always get your windows washed for free. Nice service.
Do a fist bump.
That they add at that Jack in the Box. I'm going to do everything. I might walk around. Who knows what I'm going to do downtown? They're just going to soak in the environment. The roof's going to be open. The Whoopi is going to be in front of us. Carlos Correa is going to get introduced. Jose Altuve is going to get introduced. The first time Dusty Baker's been introduced to this home crowd, what kind of ovation is he going to get?
I forgot about that.
First time. Be fun. Can't wait. Baseball tonight. Going with the Pops. Exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A trip to the courtroom tomorrow with Brandon Scott. He's going to have us covered there. Deshaun Watson. There is going to be a showdown tomorrow in the courtroom. An emergency gathering, if you will. 11 o'clock downtown. We'll give you the latest on that. We'll talk to B. Scott. Boots on the ground. We'll hear from Andre Johnson. Had some crazy things to say about the Texans. We'll react to the Astros home opener, and we're going to enjoy the best day of the week, Friday, with you, manana. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Talk to you tomorrow, but in the meantime, Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley, and Jesse are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.